Be'ez Hashem is Bochum begin Perek Shemini, the 8th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Mabul, 11 laws of lending and borrowing in the Siv Mishpat Book of Judgments, where we continue the halachas of ribbis, where specifically in this parak we discuss as ribbis applies to sales and to business investments. As Rambam gives halacha aleph regarding the prohibition of adding to the price with a delayed payment. As Rambam gives, us laharbis alamecher, it's forbidden to add on to the sale price because of the delay of the monies. So someone's selling to his friend real estate or movable item, Vomalei tells him like this. If you give me the money right now, okay. So it'll be for you 400 zuz, which that is what the market value is. But then that's manplaini. If you go ahead and you pay me at a later point in time, delay the payment, that will cost you 120. That's the dust of ribbis. That's a rabbinic prohibition of ribbis, because the buyer is obligated in the monies right away when he purchases the item. Comes out, when he's adding on to the sale price because of delaying the giving of the money, that is going to be ribbis. In contrast to a rental, where schiris is only mishtalemis l'b'slev, is only owed at the end, so you're allowed to add on to the wages, as we said in the previous perek halacha chas. But here, shezed doimitz kamisha nitl esrim, as if the lender, as if the seller is taking 20 extra dinarim b'shvil shenos lemei l'shtamish bo, because he gave him 100 to use as manplani until that time. That's where the extra 20 is that he's laying off. Look, the really you owe me this money. You could hold on to the money. It's like a loan. That money that you owe me right now is if you pay me 20. Well, that's ribbis on that money. Now, therefore, when he comes to claim his monies in court, only is obligated to give him the amount that it was worth at the time of the sale, the 100, not the 120, because that is ribbis, rabbinic ribbis. Or he could take back his sold item from the buyer if it was still around. In other words, if the seller wants to back out, he could back out. The buyer can't because he was agreeable to the price of 120. But again, because to take the extra 20 is rabbinic ribbis. So too, if you could just word it the other way around, they agreed to sell him a movable item by that time for 100. Now, it was worth in the marketplace for someone who would pay with it money right then for Tishim for 90. Again, Harisa us, it's going to be forbidden because it looks like ribbis. It looks like, oh, you're selling it for then at that price, even though you didn't mention the contract from now to then, but that's what you're essentially doing. Now it's worth 90. You're selling it for 100 if he pays at that point. That's 10. That's taking 10 extra dinarim for like a loan of not paying that money right now of 90. Therefore, the Inanisim Le'elotishim only gives him 90. Or he could take back the merchandise from the buyer if it was still around. Halacha Beis continues regarding, however, it is permitted to lower the price if he's ready to pay right now. So, halakech mechaveh rechevitz b'shaveh. Let's say someone buys an object from his friend at its worth. They're not charging more for later. At its worth, on the condition that he pays him now, but he has up until 12 months, so he's giving him extra time, but he's allowed to tell him, if you give me right away, I'll charge you less. There's no concern about, oh, wait a second, but if he does later, he's paying more, and it looks like you're charging interest in the loan. No, it's not true, that is the value. Now I'll just charge you less if you pay me right now. That's not a problem about ribbis. Halacha Gimel continues regarding adding on to the delayed payment when the seller remains responsible. So chavish shel yayin, if you have a barrel of wine sheshuv out to dinner, which right now it's worth a dinner, but he's selling it to him for two, for double the price, ad hakayetz, up until the summertime, meaning he doesn't have to pay up until the summertime. Now in the summertime the wine is more expensive, goes up in the summer, so he's selling him for what the value is going to be at that time. Now, amenas, on the condition, she imted about the colors, he's selling them right now for a price of then, at then. But on condition, she imted about the colors, if something happens to this wine, up until that point, it remains in the domain, it's the loss of the seller. Ad shim keren halakeach, until the buyer sells it, so it comes out that the value of the wine is not a loan by him as long as he didn't sell it. If the buyer wants to, he could wait till the summertime and they could sell it for two or more because it actually goes up in price. Now, if he sells it at the lower price, so that's his own fault. He didn't have to. So Hariza Mutas, that's going to be permitted. Why? Because Shim Avda Oy Nishbuta, because if it gets lost or breaks, Ein Misham Klum. Doesn't have to pay anything. It's in the, like we said, it's the responsibility of the Meicher. And if he doesn't find to sell it or to gain with it, he should have given it back to the owner. Now, that's line that we just said, that if he doesn't find to sell it or to gain with it, he should return it to the owner, seems erroneously over here, really belongs at the end of halacha, as we can explain. But the main point is the first half, the first sentence, where this is a situation where it's not a loan, because as long as they didn't sell it, and therefore that's going to be, he's going to sell it for whatever the price is. Now, so too in Machar Lebishnaim. If he sold it to him for 2 dinar, which is right now worth 1 dinar, but he tells him, again, the same starting case, he tells him, Hayes al Shnaim, so the seller tells him, you know what's even more than 2? Yischarecha, that should be your gain, your profit. Because you're busy trying to sell it. He's telling the buyer is trying to sell it off to someone else, that yeah, you're busy trying to sell it, so whatever you could sell for more than 2, you get to keep. And if you don't find to sell like you want to, return it to me. That is permitted. Which, even though right now it's 1 and he's selling for 2 and he's holding off getting his money, that even though if it gets lost or stolen or goes sour, it's going to go in it's going to be responsibility of the buyer. Which here's where you have to quote the line that we said before. Because if he doesn't find the seller or a gain with it, he should be giving it back to the owner. Which, that's a reason why we're saying why it's permitted. Even though the responsibility is on the buyer. And that's what Rambam explained it, because he should have given it back. And like we said, he was allowed to give it back. So if so, his halacha is like all of a middleman, which the Rambam explains in the 7th parak of Hilchas HaShutvan. Now, the first case, that he cannot return it, therefore they permit it only with the responsibilities on the seller. But be that as it may, as long as that's the responsibility on the seller, either directly or indirectly, because you give it back, so that's something that's he doesn't have to sell it right now, he can sell it then, and therefore it's not considered like a loan up until when he goes ahead and does it, and therefore it's not considered like charging more for what right now, because I'm not collecting your monies as if there's some element of ribbis. Halacha Daled Rambam continues regarding adding on to a delayed payment when it goes into the making of the prices. So how you pay? Let's say he had produce. Shemir to lamachem b'shok. If he wanted to sell it in the marketplace, the likich the main miyad, then to get his monies right away, moichrin ba'asara. He would sell it for 10 dinar. Now the reason is because when the seller is trying to market his wares, so he has to go a little bit cheaper so that people should try to jump and buy. Now, if a buyer was petitioning, begging him to buy what he has to sell, then he would give his monies right away. He would have to pay 12, which is how much the value would be when the buyer is trying to initiate. So in that type of situation, so the seller is allowed to sell it for 12 dinarim, that he only has to pay after 12 months, and there's no problem about ribbis. Why not? If you would try to sell it, usually now it's sell for 10, he's selling it for 12 because he's waiting 12 months. No, because even if this buyer, if he would want to buy it, if he would bring Mo'isav Atta his monies right now, he would have to buy it for 12. So we see that the value of the payer is, this one who's selling it for 10, is not because, it's just because of his pressing situation where he needs money. And therefore, but it really has the value of 12, and if you could sell it to him for, okay, but if you pay me in 12 months, instead of 10, you'll give me 12, he's allowed to do that. Anything that's similar to that. Halacha Hey continues with, if you're letting off in the price by an early sale, according to the responsibility that there is regarding the product. That is, also likness priha paradis. You're not allowed to purchase the produce of an orchard. Kodin shigama bispashal. Before the product is finished and it's fully matured. Why? Because the guy who's selling right now, cheaper right now, for a price of 10, who preaches shove esim kishigama. It's really worth 20 when it's going to be finished. Okay, what's the problem? Yeah, you're getting it cheaper now because it's earlier in the production. But nims, as it comes out, ha-toisefes, what the buyer is getting more, ultimately it's worth 20. It's b'shvil ha-kof, it's because of credit to the seller. So he's giving money now of 10 when he's going to get later something that's worth 20. That is like a loan of money where he's getting interest on that loan. Now, I'm going to call the eagle Brazil, but if let's say he purchased a calf cheaply, And it remained by the owner until it becomes older, and then he takes it from the owner. That's permitted. Why? Because if the animal would die or get weakened, would be the loss of the buyer. And weakening, dying is something that's common. Comes out that the increase is not because of the credit, it's only because of the responsibility of the loss that the buyer is carrying with that thing, and therefore in this case, it would be permitted. Someone gives monies to the owner of a vineyard. For the branches, for the twigs, that when they're going to be cut off. Where? Then it's expensive. But he's buying it now, cheaply, until it dries up and it gets cut off. So the buyer, what he has to do is, he has to go ahead and work the ground a little bit beneath the vines with hoeing and weeding when it's still connected, so that it looks that it's like he's buying it right now when he's giving the monies for Elan Lizmeidai, so he's buying in the tree for its branches. Because if he doesn't do any work, he doesn't turn it over, Nimtza Moisavah comes out essentially. The money is like a loan up until when it's going to be pruned and he's going to get the branches. Vehein Loikhin Bezum, now cover, comes out that he's really purchasing it cheaply now because of credit. Again, and it's like a loan, because he's not getting anything right now, he's not doing any work. Boston, it's going to be forbidden. Again, that's Avak Rebbe, so it looks like you're getting more for prepaying early, but prepaying is like a loan, he's not getting anything, and you're getting something more later. Halacha Zayin. Shemini Hasadis. Those who guard the fields, Shenoyslim Chitim B'scharam. So they give them wheat in their wages, B'zol cheaply min ha-goyrin, from the granary. Now, K'shiboy L'goyrin, so such type of Shemrim, when they come to the granary, they have to do some type of a work over there by the granary. Why? So that the wheat that they're taking now here by the Geirin, that it should be besoiv zman haschidus. It should be at the end of the time of their hired labor. So it comes that now is when they finish their schiris, because schiris is in mishtalam eslabesoiv. It only gets owed at the end of the work. So therefore, you don't have any problem when they're giving a cheaper price. It's only because they're selling it cheaply now than as it is right now. Because Vim La Asakach, if they don't do any work, Nimtzis Aschiras comes out that the wages, which is responsible to pay him right after he finishes the harvest, if that's the only thing he does when it's over in the field, Eitzala Balam, someone comes at that wages by the owner's Kimov like a loan, because he owes it to him. So he's letting him hold on to it. So it comes to possession of Kacham Mizel, this that he's taking now cheaper, the wheat, below market value that he's getting paid with, is because they delayed their payment by the granary. They didn't collect right away after the harvest. Oh, that's like a loan of money, you're getting more back. That's Avak Ribbis. So everybody has to do work till the end, and that's when the job finished. So that's when you're getting paid. It's not, there's no loan over here. Didn't owe him anything up until now. Halacha Ches. At least in the sharecroppers. Show you Bali Asadis Misalkanoisim and Asad Benisim. Sharecroppers, they give a certain amount, or they get, however you say it, of the field, and the rest goes to the owner. So if the owner of the fields used to get rid of them from the field in Nisan, and according to that contract, Benisim Arisim, the sharecroppers would give to the owners, B'cholzer Achoymer, for every amount that of the area of a base core that you could plant a Choymer of seed, they would give to the owner Arba Soin. The payment for the usage of the field, they're given 4 saw of the wheat. Now, but Venir Zed, this owner left, Adisim takes today, he left his sharecroppers in this field, out of year, another month till year. And then, Notamem Shesh Zayan, so instead of getting 4 saw, he got 6 saw. Adisim Mutta, that's permitted in ancient Ribbis, there's no problem about Ribbis over there, because that addition is not because of delaying the giving of the 4 saw, so that he's getting more and it's like a Ribbis. No, it's because when you leave the grain in the field till year, and that amount, it matures more, and therefore there's more profit in that with the contract. And for that sharecropping arrangement, therefore it's getting 6 instead of 4. Halacha test. A regular payment adding on as a gift regarding a delayed product. So halakei chidum, someone purchases wheat. Arba son besela, price of 4 saw for every seller. V'chinashan, that's actually the market value. Venusla, somebody gives him the monies. Now, Kshabalibus is a chidim lachas mam, when he's coming to collect the wheat. Later, when it comes a month later, whatever it is. Haisab lebamida. Ooh, so the seller is giving him a larger measurement. Venusla, yes, is giving him more. That's permitted. Why? Isn't that ribbis? where he owes him that amount of money, and for that he held on to the money for a month and he's giving me more, should be ribbis? No, sure. Because adding on his own willing, had he wanted, he didn't have to add on. There was no any stipulation over there. But there's no violation of any law of ribbis. Lachayut continues regarding a regular payment, a delayed product, and a shid responsibility. So mutul adam litin de mechav shel yan chaver. The person is permitted to give the monetary value of a barrel of wine to his friend. But limelin to tell him like this: imach mitzamad mekanad yom pleini. So here I paid you already. If the wine ferments from now up until that day, b'shusach, it remains in your domain. It's your responsibility. You, the seller. Avul mezilo hikira. But if it goes down or up in price, initially says the buyer, that's going to be mine. Shekim and shekim lov hazoil. Okay, so once the buyer accepted upon himself, if it goes down in price, and there's a cut of l'sachol lehefzeh, so it's very close to being profit or to being a loss, and therefore that's permitted. Now, however, if he didn't accept this upon himself, the responsibility of if it goes down in price, so that's what's called karv l'schar, where if it's going to go up in price, that's very likely, but it's going to be rachel lehefzeh, because he's not taking any responsibility if it sours or goes down. That's going to be a loss of the seller. That's forbidden, because the seller is only agreeing to such a stipulation because of the fact that he's prepaying, and therefore that is avak ribbis, of korv l'schar v'rochik lehefsid, because of the earlier monies that was as a loan. But in this case, where it's korv l'sachol lehefsid, it's just as easily for profit or loss, that's permitted v'chein kaitz with anything like that. V'chimut l'odom liknes mechaveda b'tishrei. It's also permitted for a person to buy from his friend in Tishrei, me'ikadin shal yayin b'dinner, 100 barrels of wine for a dinner, v'ein enitlin ha'tevis, but he doesn't take it, doesn't take the wine from him until abit tevis, k'shneitl, when he takes it, b'idik, so he checks. Umavsachem, it's giving back the ones that soured. But the kechayin tevi only takes the good wine. Why isn't that a problem? It's like getting back more than because you're giving back the poor ones and you're from prepaying. No, it's only cut them in the yayin tevi because you only put from good wine. Ve'elo shechmitzu, these that soured mitchil hayrin lachmitz, from the beginning they were fit to be soured, and that wasn't even in the purchase. Not like I'm gaining by that by only taking later. It just wasn't known until later time. Therefore, when he's taking it and he knows, doesn't have to take it, and it's not considered as if a gain for the fact that he let that guy hold on to money as if it was a vak ribbis. Halachat Aleph continues with adding on to the payment regarding the loss of the item of because of its usage. So mokum shenogu liskar hasvina. So in the place where the custom was to lease out, to rent out a boat, to take wages on it, and v'nishbura, that if it breaks, so they would value what how much it got ruined, umishalim, and he would pay that difference, whatever the loss is. Yes, aschar, more than how much he's renting it for. So he's renting it for $10 an hour, and if it gets ruined, he's got to pay $50, whatever it is. That's going to be permitted. In other words, don't say that, wait a second, since accepting on him to the pras, so it comes out that the value of the boat was by him like a loan. And if so, so the wages that he's paying is an addition, and the renter is giving him back the boat and the value of how much it went down, and also he's adding on the wages, like ribbis, we don't say that. We say that that's permitted. Go ahead and rent out a copper pot and similar type of things. And you could take the wages, also the value of what went down from its weight. Like that, it's not considered like a loan. It's a regular rental, and that you're paying for the pchaz, for the deficiency, what it went down. Halacha Yud Beis, regarding business deals and regarding rentals. So, emakam l'tzayim basel miYisrael. You cannot accept a contract called tzayim basel, the iron sheep, from a Jew. Neshu avak ribbis, that's included in this category that we're talking about, the rabbinic ribbis of the dust of ribbis. Because any business dealing that is krev l'schar, very close to making a profit, r'chik l'hefzid, and it's a very far from loss for the one who's investing, is like avak ribbis. The case of Hain Tzayim Basel. What's the case of the iron sheep? Someone had 100 sheep. The kibbleman, the leitabbleman, and some other person accepts them, say, look, I'll do the work from it. The yuha gizus vavlodis vacholov, and the shearings of the wool, and the offspring, and the milk will be le'emtza l'shushuravir. So it's your items and my work, and we'll split it 50-50, or at a third, or a quarter, at shana oich nasayim, for a year or two. Whatever it is that they stipulated between them. If the sheep had a makabel, so the one who's accepting it, he's going to pay for its value. That's why it's called Tzayim Basel, iron sheep, because the principle is guaranteed to the owner, and he's not going to lose anything like iron, where it doesn't get ruined. And since in general, those type of contracts were for small livestock, and therefore they call every business deal, no matter what the merchandise is, with this term of Tzoyim Basel, the iron sheep. So Hariz also, that's actually forbidden with another Jew. Shari Bali Tzoyim, because the owner of the sheep, Karav L'Sachar V'Karav B'Rachil L'Hefzid, it's very close to making profit. Of course, the guy who's doing work is going to make on his items, and be very far of a loss, because if anything happens, it's going to be the loss of the one who's doing the work. The figure there from Kibbutz of Bal HaTzoyim, and that's considered essentially like a loan, like we say, where he's getting back more. That's like a Navak Ribbis. Figure there, Kibbutz of Bal HaTzoyim. So if the owner of the sheep, however, accepts upon himself, Shem Hukra Huzlu, that if it goes up or down the price, or Mitzvah, or if they get mold, that something gets ruined, the animals, Hedim B'Shuz will remain in his domain, how's their mutter? That's permitted. That's like a regular partnership, in contrast where it's not. It's like a loan, because you're going to have to pay me back, which again would have the Avak Ribbis, but in this case, it would be permitted, but anything similar like this. Aluch Yid Gimel, Hashem Porem Echaveroi. Someone evaluates a cow from his friend, where it's some type of also a working partnership where he's going to do work with it. Lomalei tells him, "Emes v'da'is ariyata olai." It's going to be on me now. B'shleishim dinarim for 30 dinarim. Now v'ani alucha. Now, as long as it's alive, I'm doing work with it. I'm going to give you selah b'chol chaydish. I sell it for every month. So much that's permitted. Why? V'shaloi asa mechaim dam. He didn't make it when it was still alive. This monetary value elachar misa only after it dies. I mean, if it dies. But as long as it's still alive, he's going to give it back as it is, even though it gets weakened from the work. And since not all the responsibility is on the recipient, it's doing as it is, as it makes sense, as the market value is. So that's not karav l'sachar b'rachah l'hefzid, and therefore he's permitted to go ahead and give him these wages. A woman could rent out to her friend a hen, leishav alabetzim, to sit on the eggs, b'shnei afroichim, for two eggs to hatch. There's no concern there at all of any ribbis. Look at this vav regarding the collection of the ribbis monies that you're taking back from the lender, because that was the biblical ribbis is prohibited, and it's collected back from the bezdin. Someone was a creditor by his friend of abra dinam shal ribbis. The guy, the borrower, owed him 4 dinam of just the interest money. And he didn't even have interest to pay, so he gave him a chayfet shashav chamisha, an object which is worth actually more. It was worth 5 instead of 4. When you collect from the lender, you collect 5 dinarim worth. Because in interest, although it was only owed to him 4, he got 5, so you collect back 5. So if he gives him a garment or a vessel, you take back the vessel itself, but he says, that garment itself. Now, if let's say the lender didn't have anything to pay him back, but he had real estate, so he leased out from a place, that really the rent of that place is only worth 3 dinarim. And he said, I don't have anything else. I give you that for the 4 dinarim that I owe you. So kishmetzimin, when you recollect from the lender, metzimin arba, you actually take back from him 4 dinarim. Sharei barba, sachar mimenu mokum zed shekibulav. Essentially, for 4 dinarim that was owed to him is how much he established was the rent for this that he was receiving from him. Because he owed him 4. So although really the rental was only worth 3, but he was like, so to speak, paying 4 for that, and he was getting that 4 dinarim worth, and then when you collect back from him, you actually collect not just 3, but actually 4 dinarim worth, which was the amount of the ribbis that he, so to speak, collected.